You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hi. So fired up and ready to go today.
We are.
It's not like I just did a whole week's worth of groundbreaking radio broadcasts and have to come in here and record this right after that. Because Mr. Todd, the video guy, couldn't do it on our regular day, so we're doing this on Friday when I should be already taking a nap in my drawers.
You'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be all right.
By the way, Jody, the people at Josh's Farmers Market are thrilled with the way I have been talking about them and the job that I've done.
That you, okay, good.
And telling everybody how great they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Josh's Farmers Market is in Mooresville, North Carolina, which is where Jody and I live together for the time being. Mm-hmm. And it's different than other farmers markets that we've ever been to. And I sound like I'm just hanging out at farmers markets all the time, but I'm not. But they have all kinds of, you know, along with the fresh produce and the local honeys, and which, by the way, that's what Jody is a local honey. Is she a local honey? they have a great produce, and I always know in the summer when I come in and Jody's smiling, she's like, I got Josh's tomatoes.
I do. Josh's tomatoes, Josh's peaches.
Mm-hmm. But then on Saturday, it turns into like a carnival over there. They have all kinds of stuff, food trucks, seafood.
Yeah.
You know, what do you call it? Local fresh seafood. They come in from the coast.
And it's awesome. And if you follow them on social media, they're really good about putting what's going to go on Saturday and what time the different places will be there. It's really cool.
Yeah. So if you are anywhere around Mooresville, North Carolina, I'd say it's worth driving at least 3 hours on a Saturday to come up
here and
get the fresh flowers and all. And I've been trying to get you some free flowers since we've been, you know, working with them, and it's not happened yet. Well, so, and you know I'm not buying flowers.
Well, I'll go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jody always buys flowers for herself.
I do. Well.
Yeah, because I don't buy all that mess. Mm-hmm. I'm not romantic like that. Mm-mm. I'll bring you a fern or something sometime. Maybe I'll bring you a fern.
Okay. They have ferns there.
Are they in season?
They have ferns there.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I can get one for free.
Oh.
Then that'd be even better.
You can buy a fern.
No, I don't want anything free. You know better.
Yeah.
All right. So we will get started with everything, including our son. His name is Boy. Boy with his mullet. They're both in here. He and his mullet. So we're going to talk to him about going off to college tomorrow. He's headed out, and see what he's got to say. I'm sure it'll be gripping.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, we'll get to it next.
TJ and Jody's house.
There it was.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right. Here we go. Are y'all so excited?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our son Aiden is here. That's his name. A lot of people don't know his name. They just know we call him Boy.
I've been branded.
Yeah. And then a lot of people think that his name is Boyd because we call him that a lot.
Aww.
Did you just wake up? Do you have to wake up early to come here?
Yeah, 10 o'clock in the morning. Pretty early. Pretty early for me.
Yeah, you haven't been up at 10 in 2 or 3 weeks.
Nope.
Mm. Mm. He's growing, though. He's a growing boy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we wanted Aiden to come in today because he's leaving us, which he's going to college. We're taking him tomorrow, dropping him off with the move-in time of 12:30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his roommate has already moved in. His move-in day was Thursday, so he's already there. And are you scared?
No.
Not at all?
Not really, no.
But you seem to be looking a lot more forward to leaving than your sister was when she went to college.
Well, yeah, Lainey hates change. Yeah. And I like change.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that makes us feel a little better that you're not mm-hmm. having to be forced to go.
Yeah.
It does help.
You know, even though, you know, I'm not that big of a fan of college anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not. You know, I don't like college with this Marxist professors okay. and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. And I'm not kidding. That's the thing that I've warned him about the most. It's not falling in with the wrong crowd or taking drugs or any of that, because I'm more confident about that than getting indoctrinated by a bunch of Marxist professors.
You'll be fine.
I'm sure I'll be okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Tell them, no, that's serious. I'm not joking. That's what
I know.
That would break my heart. These parents that have their kids go off to college and then they come back and they're all Marxist indoctrinated and telling their parents their beliefs and principles are wrong and all that. Oof.
I thought this was...
I'd cut them off.
I thought this was TJ and Jody's house, not TJ's courageous conservatism.
Thank you.
But well, we're talking about college and you going to college.
Right.
That's been canceled. You're done.
Mm-hmm. But what are you looking forward to most other than just, you say, being on your own?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do on your own that you don't do here?
I mean, I can be on my own, but also not, you know, just being attacked by my parents 24/7.
We attack you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of us?
Yeah, my drunk father and my prostitute mother.
Okay. I can tell your uncle's been here for a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last week when my brother was here, he taught Aiden a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
That right. He's going to take with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the term he uses for people having sex.
He-ing and she-ing.
Yeah, they've been dating for a while, and they're not even he-ing and she-ing yet.
I love that.
He-ing and she-ing.
Mm-hmm. But we figure you probably do the same thing at college that you do here, which is sit in your room and play video games.
Yeah, but I won't get judged for it.
Yeah, but are you going to venture out more, you think?
Yeah.
All you got to do is walk some, you know, a few, you know, steps and you're in the action of what's going on in college.
Yeah, I'll venture
mm-hmm.
once or twice.
And you think you're going to get fat?
No. I'm dedicated to that. That I won't really? Get fat.
Because, you know, they always say that about...
Freshman 15. Uh-huh. No, that won't happen.
Whose phone's buzzing?
Mama's.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hit the button.
Yeah.
Old people.
Sorry.
because they have things on campus now at these places that they didn't have when we were young. Like, you can go to a Chili's on the campus.
Yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's several restaurants.
Yeah. That's not going to be good, though. And you got all those swipes at the cafeteria. I mean, you get unlimited swipes.
Unlimited.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be huge.
Nuh-uh.
By Labor Day, you're going
to
be...
I'm dedicated to not be huge.
You're going
to
be a fatos.
No.
I'm going to be skinnier.
Are you?
Freshman 15, lose 15.
All right. Well, no, you know if worry. You...
I'm going to be as big as this.
If you come home and you've lost weight... She's gonna. Your mom will be freaking out.
I will.
Yeah.
He's not eating because he's miserable. I know he's up there miserable. He just missing me. Anything.
Missing me. I have to go up there.
I have to go.
Yeah. See, That's the difference. Our daughter went to college in Nashville, so she's 7.5 hours away. Aiden's going to be 2.5 hours away, and she's going to be up there all the time. You're going to walk out of your dorm, and she's going to be standing on those front steps wearing a glittered up mask, so, you know, COVID mask. I just thought you might want to go to lunch.
I was in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Passing by.
Because I can do that as a day trip. Yeah. That's what's a little bit easier for me to let you go, is because I know if I wanted to, I could come there just for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you tell me the other day that I can come when it's pumpkin bread season?
Yeah, when you...
And I can bring you pumpkin bread.
Yeah, when you have something to deliver.
Nice.
Other than your presence.
You're going to
miss
me.
She'll always find a... You know, something to deliver. That's why she doesn't want you taking your bigger coat when you go now.
I know.
His college is up in the mountains, and she insists that he does not need to take that big coat.
Yesterday, she was so determined that that was going to stay here.
I said, put that back in your closet.
No, you can get it when you come back.
I said, but if you need it before I can get it to you.
And meanwhile, she's trying to get you to pack a suit and tie like you're ever going to need that.
Well, I never know.
It's coming up with these scenarios and why I need it.
I had good scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the coat's just going to take up too much room right now.
But I got to take a 3-piece suit.
You didn't take a suit. We didn't pack a suit.
But a dress shirt and a tie and dress shoes.
Well.
And a coat, blazer.
No blazer.
And glass, sunglasses, and a monocle.
No.
And you're still sticking to the fact that you're not going to go, you know, try to join a fraternity or anything.
Absolutely not. I don't know why mom even thinks.
Because I know
for
you.
A little bit.
Mm-mm. I do but know you so
the
well.
Four have reached out to you and asked you about, you know, considering joining their fraternity, right?
Yes.
And one of them's having a party Saturday night they invited you to.
Mm-hmm. Which one? I don't even remember their names. They all sound the same.
But you're really not going to do it?
No.
Okay. And you think he will, Jody?
I just know him. I mean, he's so sociable. He likes to have things to do, and I just know him, and I'm not going to be surprised if the call comes where he says he may do it.
Well, also, she barely knows me. We haven't really gotten to know each other. Because she's been off prostituting.
I know you, and I know this.
She's an absentee mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You don't know me.
Yeah, we don't even know if she's your real mom.
Yeah.
We haven't figured that out yet.
Well, whatever. I'm telling you.
Now, is this one harder, though, when Lainey went to school? Because he's the last one.
Uh-huh.
You won't be, mother that's needed every day.
Yeah. I really don't want to go there with this conversation because I do not want to cry.
Mm-hmm. Also, she likes me more.
That's what I was going to say. It's like you love him more.
No, it's different. It's just, no.
Because I love the other one more. Everybody knows
that. We know.
Mm-hmm. That girl one.
I love them equally.
Just me
a
little bit.
That's impossible.
I just don't.
It's impossible.
No, it's not.
Everybody always says that about their kids, but it's not.
It is.
It's not possible to love them exactly the same.
Okay. Well, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Harder.
I do. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah.
Mr. Todd, the video guy, went to the school that you're going to, Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell him what happened to you when you went to the school?
I pledged a fraternity and ended up with
alcohol. Wait, can you come to the... You don't want to be on the camera? But you're so handsome.
No, I pledged a fraternity, and I almost died of alcohol poisoning, so be careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happened to me one time.
So, yeah, he almost poisoned himself to death with alcohol.
That's
Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
I thought he would tell it a little bit funnier than that. It ended up being like a straightforward program.
Oh, no, you're talking about the other story where we almost lit the guy's dorm room on fire.
No, I was talking about the alcohol poisoning part of it.
All right, I think I'm going to dip out now.
It's a scared straight for me.
Yeah, we almost set the whole school on fire. Almost died first day.
Yeah, you may not want to go to that school. That's the way they handle business around there.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, 95. No, 93.
93 years ago.
Years ago.
No, 1993.
But the school has changed a lot. I'm sure they don't even allow drinking anymore at college.
Or girls.
Yeah.
All right. Nope.
Now, you going to do your schoolwork like you should?
Yeah.
With your mama not there saying, do your homework.
Oh, she'll find a way to be on my
teacher
butt.
Email.
I will not. No, this is on you, buddy. That's what I've told you all these 12 years going through school. 13.
Every
kindergarten.
Every year, she says.
I say.
I'm done.
I'm done. No, I really am.
And then,
done.
What is this?
I was trying to prepare you.
Why is your teacher emailing me?
I've done my duties here.
I'm done.
And then you'll tell her something. She'll go, Aiden, I know you lie.
Okay.
You do.
When she asks about my grades and they're bad, it's a lose-lose situation. Because either they're bad and I say, oh, they're bad. And then you get mad right then and there.
Uh-huh.
Or I lie about it and then it'll be a week or two and then you get mad.
No, I'm more mad because you've lied and you make bad grades.
Yeah.
I hate lying.
Yeah.
It's not a lie. You just believed something that wasn't true.
It's just delaying the truth.
Obviously, you don't care how much I hate lying because you've done it all through school.
You just chose to believe something that wasn't real. Listen, wasn't a lie.
College is different. You go tend to your business or don't. And if you don't, you'll just be right back here.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
That's why I'm going to do well.
So in order to go to college today, in these times, you have to show up with a negative COVID test that was taken within 5 days of your arrival.
Or a vaccination.
Yeah. So Aiden was sure he had COVID, even though
I never said that.
Yeah.
You wore us down. Here we go, lying again. Yeah. Here we go.
So the COVID test was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed.
He paid.
But they were taken. So they said it would be 15 minutes. So we sat and waited. It had not even been 15 minutes. He goes, it's taken so long because I bet I have it. And I said,
Had a render.
It hadn't even been 15 minutes. And I said, and if you do have it, there's nothing we can do about it. You just won't be able to move.
And I have to be here for 2 more weeks.
Mm-hmm. So when your other friends who were going to different colleges and all, when they started moving in their dorms and everything, did that get you more excited?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or it's not just that they're not around to hang out with.
No, I've just seen that they're.
Yeah. It's like camp.
Yeah.
It's like a long camp.
4-year camp.
You just have to do stupid schoolwork.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of signed up for the girls and then all this work's getting dumped on me.
I know.
Like,
it sucks.
That is not so college.
Yeah.
But
it's part of it.
Look, your mom and I disagree heavily about something when it comes to college. And I think you may know already what it is. Is that if a C is passing, I don't care whether you make C's or not. She wants you to make the dean's list every time.
I know.
And she's, you know.
Because you're capable.
She's conned your poor sister into that, and your sister's making the dean's list and all the time when she really doesn't have to put in that much work.
No, and you got her stressing out, crying.
Yeah. So she can do it. You're
a horrible mother.
Yeah, nobody's going to walk in and say, I need to see your diploma and what your grades were. They're just going to want to know if you got a degree. If a D is passing
out. All right, you know, you need to just stay out of this conversation and let me get these children off to school. And that's wonderful that she's on the dean's list. And he is capable of it as well.
No, he's
no,
not.
I'm not.
Yeah,
he's
you
not
are.
Even close to being capable of
yes,
being
he
on the
is.
Dean's list.
Oh. He barely applies himself and gets manages to get through.
Because I don't.
So imagine if he really applied himself.
I still managed to get through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that other one probably wouldn't be on the dean's list at a regular college. I mean, she's getting A's and going to concerts. Like, you went to a concert last night? Oh, hey, you get an A on the course.
That's not true.
Did she not get extra points in school for going to see
her
Beyonce?
Freshman year, she was going to, yes. And then
she
after
goes
that,
to a
no.
music school, a performing school.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's had some hard classes, though.
Yeah. I know.
Well, don't be.
And she goes to a private Christian school, and even they have some Marxists that are trying to teach them. Even that, so imagine what he's going to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving along.
The courageous conservatism.
Yeah, that's what you got to stay strong of. You got to stay strong.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying so hard on this podcast to not roll my eyes since I've been told I roll my eyes so much.
Yeah, that's the thing is that Todd enhances that. The eye rolling.
I'm trying not to.
And you know what, Todd? This has proven something that she and I have argued about for years and years. I will say something and she'll roll her eyes and I'll go, why are you rolling your eyes? I didn't roll my eyes. I don't roll my eyes. And now it's on, you know, we can check the tape.
Like I'm trying really hard not to today.
Like a ref.
Rolling her eyes and sighing.
Yeah. I do sigh a lot.
Yes, you do. Yesterday when we were cleaning out that closet, you did it 4 times in a row.
So I either sigh or I can scream. So what do you want? Sounds not bad.
How about
so
none?
What was the problem yesterday with cleaning out your closet? It was hectic.
There was nothing wrong. She was just mad at something.
Who
came in there stirring up trouble?
Richie boy.
So what, you were griping at him because he has a lot of clothes he doesn't wear?
Well, I told him to get everything out that he wanted to pack to take. And I said, and whatever you don't get rid of, because, you know, we're building the house, we're going to be moving, and I don't want to move stuff that he's not going to be using. So he said he did. And, oh, my gosh, I walked in there and looked at the closet. Mm-mm. There was junk everywhere. I had to start pulling things out. Then it led to every drawer. Then it led to under the bed.
Yeah, it was hours. She had that poor baby stuck in there doing that.
He was fine.
What a way to go out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But we got it done.
And what
with
was,
some size.
And she was griping because she was finding good clothes that you don't ever wear. And you
with
wear
tags.
You wear the same things over and over.
Yep.
Tags on them. Yeah.
Well, then don't buy dumb clothes.
You're buying the dumb clothes. Mm-mm. I don't shop with you anymore.
Yeah,
you buy them and then you don't wear them. Or you wear them once and he'll go, it shrunk.
All those clothes that have tags on them, you bought.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thankful that you're doing it, but I'd be even more thankful if they weren't so hideous.
I'm not buying anymore, and you know that.
So, tell everybody, Jody, why you got mad at him when you went to go to the COVID test.
You got mad at me?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I wanted to choke you.
Oh.
Yeah. So, we have said a million times, I forget all the places we've been. I know. We'll be out or something, and maybe you and I have had an adult beverage, and you'll say, well, you can drive us home. And he says,
my drunk parents.
I don't have my license. I don't have my license with me. And we've yelled and said it's so important to have your license with you, period. So, multiple times we've said this. So, we go to the doctor yesterday, and because he's 18, she's talking to him, and she said, do you have your ID with you? He said, no. And I had my mask on. Oh, I mean, I know. Was I so mad at you?
But you didn't start yelling at him right there?
She spanked me.
No, I refrained because I wanted to just say something right then. And I thought, you know what? He's 18. I'm going to wait till we sit down and then I'm going to light into him. So we sat down and what?
You didn't really.
I couldn't because I had a mask on and we were in a room full of people.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm glad that we've never told you that you need to keep your license on you. And I said, and you are going to have real issues if you do not start taking care of that. I said, you are an adult and you need to have your license with you at all times. And that girl even said, we'll see you this time. But if you come back again and you don't have it with you, you will not be seen. So take your license everywhere. And why do you not? Because you wear shorts that don't have pockets.
No. Y'all want me to have it so you can drink, but I don't take it because y'all need to get off the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
No, I always tell him that he needs it in case, you know something happens and they have to identify him and all that.
You know,
I watch a lot of crime shows. But this is the text that I got when she couldn't yell at you in front of the people. She sends me this text. We get to the doctor and boy does not have damn license. With a mad face. They will see him this time, but they said from here on out, they won't without an ID. All exclamation points.
Did you say okay?
Glad we haven't stressed how he needs his license at all times. Damn. Makes me so mad.
Because you don't listen.
My response was, he dumb.
He don't, he did. He don't care.
He said he dumb.
He don't care.
He dumb. He does care. Your dad does care about that.
Yeah, I'm the one that usually tells you you got to have it, you know. And you also need to be wearing a watch. That's what I, you know, a man wears a watch. But then he went and got one of those Apple watches. And that's not a real watch. Oh, sorry, Todd. Todd's wearing
Yeah, I was not happy yesterday with that.
But they did whatever. It. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's good.
He's good.
No COVID.
Nope.
So you're going to have to take weekly tests when you get to college, when you get to your indoctrination center?
Yes, starting October 1st.
Yeah, yeah. They're giving them to, because I guess nobody can catch it before October 1st. So October 1st.
It's on pause.
If you do not have your shot, then you have to get regularly checked. And he said he'll just go get regularly checked.
Yeah, because they don't go all the way up into your brain with the Q-tip anymore, do they?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Barely at all.
Yeah.
I said, a strep test seems worse than that. He said it was.
Yeah, so you're just going to go every week and get tested?
Yes.
Like a good little government subject?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I didn't roll my eyes.
But people are liking that for some reason. That's because they don't have to live with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And I still can't believe that you and Lainey are just deserting me and leaving me alone with her.
With yeah.
No distractions.
Yeah, it's you they're worried about.
No, I mind my business.
You do.
You're the complicated one. You're the drama maker, not me.
Drama maker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's me.
You're watching that again? Frasier again?
Yeah. I'm just minding my business. Just minding my business. Did you apply for that job at the workout facility on campus that they were advertising for?
No.
Why, you don't want a pretty girl?
No, I just don't want to go. I worked in the gym facility for 2 years, and I don't want to go to college and then start working in a gym again.
All right, well, where are you going to meet pretty girls?
And I can go to the gym. It's not like I have to work there.
Yeah, but I mean, that's where the
they come pretty, up to me. I'm a magnet. That's what I am.
That's where the prettiest girls are going to be is at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to worry about it.
They're not going
to
be in there with unlimited swipes.
You don't need to worry about it. Let him deal with that.
Oh, I see you have unlimited swipes as well. Yeah. They're not going to be around in the classrooms.
Yes, they bunch will.
A bunch of nerds. Yeah. And there are no clubs around there to go find them.
No.
You up in the mountains.
Yeah.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Right.
So will you get a job somewhere else?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No. Freshman and sophomore year, we focus on adjusting to school, making good grades, and then we go from there.
Mm.
You just don't worry about it.
Well,
she's a Karen. She is.
You just... Mm-hmm. You just pay for it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna have
no say.
I'm not gonna have my main job anymore, is what I'm saying.
Well,
so if he could go, you know, make some candy money or something, that'd be good.
We'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw that you had gone and gotten him a bunch of snacks to take. Like, did you go to BJ's Warehouse Club or somewhere, Costco or somewhere like that?
We went on a shopping trip together.
Crates of things.
He did buy a ton of stuff, though.
Yeah, a shopping trip that you wouldn't let me go.
No.
I had nothing to do. I was sitting at home, and they started to leave. And I'm in the room there with them as they're starting to leave, and I said, hey, can I go? And this was the look, Jody, again.
Ha 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 ha!
And Aiden was even like, Mom, you hurt his feelings.
No, Aiden, okay, please. I know you love to aggravate me and say mean things to me with your dad. It's fun. But listen, let's be honest. If we're doing a trip that you and I need to run to the store and do something, isn't it a little different when he tags along?
You do get distracted, but...
Yeah, and then she said, well, you can go. You just need to stay focused. And I'm like, no. I'm 51 years old, and I'm not going to have to accept rules before I go to a store.
All right, then stay home.
Like my mom.
Then you can stay home.
Now, you can go to the store, but you're not getting any cereal. Don't even ask.
I know. I know with him, he doesn't like to shop, and we had... I think we had four places we had to go to, and I know with him, it's we got to go in, focus on what we got to get, and get out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't dilly dally around.
I just was trying to spend as much time with him as possible, so I know that he's leaving.
Yeah, well, y'all watched a movie together the next day.
We did find a movie,
yeah,
that we like,
because
we usually can't agree on a movie,
right?
Because
I don't like porn.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling my eyes.
We put that in the car, on the TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are going to have a ride together tomorrow, just the two of you.
Yeah.
In his truck.
And he's going to be... That's what you do when I drive.
Damn, son. Don't stop.
Yeah, I'm not stopping.
On the interstate.
Speed up. It's if you go slow, we're never going to get there. That's what you said to me last time.
Yeah. Because you need to learn these things.
And you're 11.
With your interstate driving. You know, if you're going to drive out there with the big boys, you got to know how to do it. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right. What do we do for the rest of the day? What is the plan? Are you going to visit some people before you have to leave that want to see you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
we'll get some pizza tonight. Your favorite pizza?
Oh, yes.
Mom is a pizzaist.
Yeah,
she doesn't like pizza.
I like it, but you all wear me out with it. You would eat it every meal. Every day.
We had microwave pizza or oven pizza, but before that, we haven't had it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't count that cauliflower crust pizza that I eat sometimes. That doesn't count as pizza.
We haven't had it since we went to the beach.
Anyway, you can pick your favorite pizza place and we'll get that tonight.
You know what I want? Ghostface. Ghostface.
Yeah. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Get pizza tonight. You got your favorite meal last night when we went out. You got to pick the place.
Mm-hmm. And then in the morning, we got to get up early, load both cars, and leave here and head out.
She'll be pleasant. Packing cars.
Yeah, Jody gets mad for no reason whenever we're packing up the car.
I don't get mad.
And yes. By the time we pull out of the driveway and get to the end of the road, she's fine. Just
She stresses me out to load it.
No, give me that. No, put it there. And then we get in the car, just happy as can be.
That is not going to fit. Just give it to me. And yeah,
it'll be all right. But we have a lot to pack.
Well, we might as well start packing it tonight.
I'm fine with that.
Get it done tonight.
Good with that.
Take him a day early. Let's get a hotel and just drop him off as fast as we can.
I wanted to get a hotel tomorrow night, but you said no.
Yeah.
In case he needs something.
We need to spend the night there just in case he needs something.
I said, he might need something and we go get it the next day. You said no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's barely said he needs anything that he's taking.
Yeah, we were in.
I don't need more than two shirts.
We're in Costco. You want these snacks? No, I think I have enough. What about these? No.
Yeah, and the difference in moving our daughter into her dorm the first time and then moving him is...
There's no comparison. Yeah. None.
Because, none. I mean...
She took furniture and it just was a lot.
Yeah, y'all were in there because we left after we took the stuff inside and we let y'all decorate it and all that. Yeah. And we were gone at least 4 hours.
Yeah. It was also bad because you had... so it was her and a roommate... And then they had suite mates where they shared a bathroom. Well, those girls had all their stuff in the bathroom. Then we had two girls, Lainey and her roommate, with all their stuff, plus the parent. I mean, it was just,
you couldn't move. Yeah, I was claustrophobic in there.
You couldn't move. It was so bad. And she was already a basket case and stressing out. And then we had to hurry up and be at something that night, remember?
Oh, yeah, one of those orientation things.
Yeah, and she was crying and a mess. Oh, my goodness. So with him, I'm sure your roommates moved in, throwing his stuff in there, and we'll just go in, throw your stuff. I bet we won't be there long. Now,
I will say this, to brag on COVID a little bit, if I may say something nice about COVID, the difference that I enjoyed more about his going to college and Lainey is that I didn't have to go to any boring presentations and all with his because of the COVID.
Right. Well,
and
meanwhile, those
presentations and orientations and all that stuff with Lainey's school was just ridiculous. I've already been to school and I hated it. Why am I sitting here having to go through all this?
Well, because of COVID, I had to sit and do orientation with him online for 3 hours.
On Father's Day.
It was awful.
Oh, I remember it was Father's Day and she took my kids away from me.
You were taking a nap.
No, I wasn't. Not until I saw that he wasn't coming back after you said, let's do this real quick.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know it was going to be 3 hours. It was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
She can't work a computer, so it took even longer.
I didn't have to sit there. I was being kind.
Yeah. I appreciate that you did that so I didn't have to have any part of it.
You wouldn't have paid attention.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't even pay attention.
It's really...
Oh, I know.
It's really tiring to not pay attention to
something. They would make you take a quiz.
Yeah, they make you take a quiz at the end of each section, and he'd look at me, and I'm like, I'm not going to school here. I don't even have to be sitting here. You need to listen.
But you did answer the questions, right?
No.
No?
Did I?
We just guessed until we got them all right. You had unlimited tries.
Yeah, if you fail orientation, you know you're in bad shape.
Well, you weren't listening.
Well, I'm like my father, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a thing to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got stuff to do today. I'm a busy businessman.
Take a nap.
I gotta rest my creative brain.
Oh.
Because it's been creating brilliance all week.
Okay.
And you know, while y'all are doing little, you know, piddling things that anybody could accomplish.
We're done.
You know. Y'all are more of the manual labor, and I'm more of the brains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.